DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. In Germany, thousands of soldiers have been sent to help towns in the south of the country deal with the worst flooding in years. The Danube is just one of the rivers to have burst its banks. Chancellor Angela Merkel is touring the flooded regions. She pledged 100 million euros in immediate federal help. Merkel visited Passau, a city on the Austrian border, which has seen its worst flooding in more than 500 years. She praised the work of the rescue agencies.
I can see the willingness of people here to help, how everyone's pitching in. The technical relief agency, the volunteer fire brigade, local politicians are all working together. Cooperation with the Czech Republic is also good. The rest of us will do all we can to help those who are affected by the flood.
Turkish police have used tear gas and water cannons to disperse protesters in Istanbul for a fifth night. Water cannons were also fired in the capital, Ankara, against anti-government protesters gathered outside the Prime Minister's office. What began last week as an environmental protest at the loss of trees in an Istanbul park has led to international criticism of the force used against the demonstrators. Speaking on behalf of the Turkish government on Tuesday, Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Bülent Arınç said he regretted the excessive violence that was used in the first instance. His comments contrasted with Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan's remark on Monday that the protesters were extremists and vandals. The French foreign minister has said he is certain that the chemical agent sarin has been used in Syria. The announcement came the same day that the UN issued a damning report on the civil war in Syria. The chairman of the UN Committee on Syria called on all outside powers not to send weapons to the country. Speaking on television, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius blamed one of the attacks on the regime and its accomplices.
We are in no doubt at all that sarin gas has been used. How do we know? Because journalists at the newspaper Le Monde provided us with samples which we have analyzed, and also because, in another case, we can trace the chain of evidence. We've analyzed samples there too, and the lab determined that sarin gas was definitely used.
You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Egypt has sentenced 43 employees of non-governmental organizations to prison terms of between 1 and 5 years. The court also ordered the closure of the organizations, including Germany's Konrad Adenauer Foundation. Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle said the German government was outraged and highly disturbed by the verdict. He said it would support the defendants in their efforts to have the court's decision reversed. The first defendant in the neo-Nazi NSU trial appeared in a Munich court on Tuesday. Identified as Carsten S., a 33-year-old man, he admitted that he supplied a pistol and silencer 13 years ago to a trio of neo-Nazis. They are alleged to have gunned down 9 immigrants and a policewoman between 2000 and 2007. Two of the trio died in an apparent suicide pact, and the survivor, Beate Schepper, is on trial. Carsten S. claims to have left the group in 2000 and has offered to act as the prosecution's key witness. Deutsche Welle correspondent Michaela Köfner was in court.
This is exactly how he is portraying himself, as a juvenile who didn't really know what he was doing at the time and who didn't really ask many questions and just went along with things and then finally tried to get out. Whether this really is the truth and whether the court believes him is remain to be seen.
And in tennis, in quarter-final action at the French Open at Roland Garros in Paris, veteran German player Tommy Haas takes on top seed Novak Djokovic later today. 7-time champion Rafa Nadal faces Swiss player Stanislas Wawrinka. On Tuesday, Roger Federer lost to French number one Joe Wilfried Tsonga in 3 sets. In the women's quarterfinals, title holder Maria Sharapova is up against Jelena Jankovic. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.